Boots are a biologist's best friend. Check out the really deep grooves on the bottom of these ones. Wearing them makes you feel like you could scale a mountain. Picture this, you've traveled halfway across the world and you've prepared for over a year to get here. You step off your inflatable boat with this newly found confidence onto the Antarctic continent for the first time. You misplace your foot and you step into the ocean instead of onto the land, and you flood your brand new, specially designed fieldwork boots. After I actually managed to make it to dry land, I had to climb up and over this huge snowbank to get to an Adélie penguin colony. I took a step up onto the bank, expecting to step onto solid ice, and instead, the snow went all the way up to my knees. I had to plod along for 20 minutes to travel just a couple hundred meters, all the while watching the penguins waddle or slide along on their bellies with absolute ease along their special highways. They had no problem whatsoever, and I have to admit, I was totally jealous. Penguins thrive here, and they're just perfectly suited to this lifestyle. Their feathers are adapted to keep them warm and dry, their skeletons have even changed over time to help them dive deeper, and their charismatic tuxedo look is designed to help them blend into their environment. I'm currently studying the adaptations of penguins. However, I'm looking at it by using their poop. What I want to look at is how they interact with other species in their environment, and the poo has actually really helped me with studying that. Just recently, I found evidence that penguins have a unique community of microbes living in their gut that actually help them to stay healthy, just like humans do. Good thing I had plenty of time to mull over my research plans while I was drying off my boots back on the ship.